but it's protein that is the building blocks of life.
No, Joe, I'm arguing exactly. with you.
Let's fight.
We haven't figured out how to way to live for thousands of right. years. We're just now discovering yeah. these things.
Right. In terms of bioavailability, that's garbage protein. Yeah. You cannot get good results with protein when they're plant-based.
Yeah. 330 milligrams of caffeine for one workout session. That's a lot. That's mm-hmm. that's overstimulating your nervous system and your body. And
this is like a full farm to consumer product line where yeah. we actually have a farm to table connection with our customers. And so you aren't what you eat, you are what you digest. And so because goat milk is so much more digestible, we find that a lot of people get far more from our goat milk proteins, from right. our goat milk minerals. Yeah, because we have to have a steady before right. we can believe it, right?
Exactly, yeah. We can't just see the benefits of it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, source, I made it up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of this Athos Life podcast. Today, we're going to kind of talk about our products. We're going to start with nutrition and why nutrition is important. We're going to talk about supplements and how pop supplements are, how they work and what kind of what's going on in the pop supplement market today. And then kind of address our products, what makes them unique, how we've designed them to be used for day-to-day life. And I have Joe Stout here with me, and he's going to be keying in on, because he's been part of the goat milk industry for a long time now. So he's got a lot of knowledge yeah. in that and kind of what makes our products unique. So let's get right into it. I want to start with the idea of the importance of nutrition. As we're talking about being well-fueled for day-to-day life, mm-hmm. there was a time where people thought like you had to have carbs
yeah.
all the time. And we've come a long way from that now.
Well, carbs are energy. You need energy.
You need energy. Yes. I mean, and you do. Carbs are not the devil. They're not terrible. And the way that we consumed them 20 years ago, it was bad. Like high sugars.
Yeah. The food pyramid is a lie.
Yes. Yes. But the biggest thing that where we are at now today is we're discovering the importance of protein. Yeah. There's lots of studies done. You can go research them and find them that I'll throw some in the links down below, but how protein, if you're getting enough protein, it's going to like prevent aging. It helps you keep your muscle strong, and you're getting a lot of the nutrients and vitamins and minerals mm-hmm. that you need for like day-to-day operation. But it takes a lot of protein to actually be like where you're at. A lot of people don't know that it's like you need like 0.8 to like 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight mm-hmm. to like actually be getting the protein you need to like just maintain.
And not all proteins created equal.
Yes, not all proteins created equal.
Shoe leather is technically protein.
Yeah, all those people eating shoe leather out there to right, get their exactly. macros in. Yeah, so, but it's like protein, a well-balanced diet. You should be getting fruits and vegetables. I'm not going to tell you like a specific diet. You don't need to do keto. You don't need to do paleo or any of those types of things. Some people actually, I mean, those just have their place. They're beneficial in their own respect. And some people can use them and not use them, as they need, but just the kind of idea of like, make sure you're getting good food in. Don't be naive and think that what you eat doesn't matter. It does matter, especially if you have living an active lifestyle. Protein and a well-balanced diet help you recover, help your muscles recover, and help your brain function at the level that it needs to function. Mm-hmm. And you probably have a lot to say on that.
Yeah, well, our last episode, we talked about exercise, and we yeah. talked about the importance of exercise and overall health, and all of that is absolutely true. But if you're looking to lose weight, like a lot of Americans are, 80% of your battle is with the food. The exercise isn't going to make a noticeable difference on your weight if you're garbage in, garbage out on yeah. the food side of things. So there is a way of looking at the food supply, and you can say, well, actually, most of the American food supply is seed oils and it's corn.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of seed oils and we have a lot of corn in our diet. And those are two things that neither one of them is poisonous in and of itself, but in the levels in which we take them in, the dose is the poison. And so we get so much of those that we have this very kind of poisonous food supply only when we're not approaching it with the proper thankfulness.
Yeah.
Because a truly thankful heart will look at the food supply and say, there are so many good and varied foods to eat from. And we live in a day and age where we don't have to just eat what's local to our little hamlet in the world. Yeah, you know, right. We can go to the supermarket and get foods from all over the world.
Exactly.
So variety is really key. Yeah. That is how God created our bodies to work. Yep. Variety is important. And yeah, there is just, there's so many fad diets.
Yeah, it's true.
It's wild how many fad diets there are. So this is not the time or place to talk about diets, but variety is really important. And the world, we're not just discovering the importance of protein,
right.
But I think what we're discovering is just what we always have known, which is that protein is the thing that allows us to, you got to have the fat, you got to have the carbohydrates, but it's protein that is the building blocks of life.
No, Joe, I'm arguing with you.
Let's fight.
We haven't figured out how to way to live for thousands of years. We're just now discovering these things.
Right. Protein is the building blocks of life. You can't build a person from carbs. You can't build a person from fat. You have to build them from protein. Your body is made up of protein. And so that is why it is so important. And that is why if you are low in protein, or more commonly, if you're not actually low in protein, but you're low in the right kinds of protein, this is where vegans struggle so much, is that they might get a bunch of protein from like rice or beans or peas or something like that, but that's in terms of bioavailability, that's garbage protein. Yeah. You cannot get good results with protein when they're plant-based.
Yeah.
Plant-based proteins just, they have their place, but they just don't have a place for the person who is looking to get the most for the protein that they're intaking. Right. We're created to have animal protein. That's the key.
I mean, people always argue like tell that to the cow. It's like they're, I mean, even a beefy muscular cow. It's like, okay, well they're eating all day and they're not, they have functions to process that grass. Yeah.
If you have four stomachs, you can eat grass.
Exactly. Yeah.
But if you look at the animal kingdom, God created the world. He created the heavens and the earth. So the reason why it looks like a lot of our systems are similar is because they all came from the same designer. But if you look at the animals that eat mostly plants, they're all fat.
Yeah.
And that's just built in, like elephants, hippopotamus, rhinos, cows. They're all big because they need to have a huge gut to hold up all of that nutrient, that low nutrient ingredient called grass. And they have this incredible ability to take grass and extract all kinds of great nutrients from it.
Yeah.
And real nutrients, the things that they need. Here at Mount Athos, we really believe in the importance of grass-fed protein.
Yeah.
And so we can't do anything with that grass, but the goats can. And the goats transform that grass, that nutritionally worthless food, into a food that is nutritionally potent for us.
Yep.
Because we weren't created to eat grass.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're Nebuchadnezzar and you go insane and you eat grass for 7 years.
Yeah, and he didn't have a good life doing that. It's not like a good model. Like God cursed him to do that.
Yeah, so, exactly.
But yeah, so I encourage you guys, think about the food that you're eating. Make it a priority. And don't just be lackadaisical with it. It takes a lot of time nowadays to like actually think about your food. You can't just go to Wendy's. I mean, going to Wendy's, you can sit down and my calorie limit right now is like 2,000 calories a day. You can go to Wendy's and blow that on one meal, like fries, a burger, and like that, and a shake.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2,000 calories plus just right there. So just be conscientious of that. And because it's going to be a big part of like your health and fitness. So, and then now we're going to try to talk about supplements. If we're talking about pop fitness supplements, I mean, and people are immediately going to think pre-workouts and like mass gainers. That's actually a relatively new one. These mass gainers, where it's like 1,000, you can get like 1,000 calorie shake.
Right.
Which, like, I haven't looked at
those are the ones that are high in both carbs.
Yeah.
Like they're mostly carbs.
Yeah.
Because you're just trying to get as many
calories in
you, right?
Which, I mean, they have their place. I'd have to look at all the ingredients that are in there. I haven't done a lot of research on those.
Right.
But just people think about these ideas, like these purpose-built supplements. If you take these, you're going to get this. And some of the issues with these is that they've made them like enjoyable to take. That's like the biggest thing. If you're talking about a pre-workout, some people, if you're all natural ingredient pre-workout, people are going to be like something gluten-free. If you're going to eat a gluten-free cookie, it's like somebody is immediately going to be like, okay, it's probably not going to taste that great.
Mm-hmm.
So the pop fitness supplement is like, Let's put sugars, let's put flavors, let's put coloring in there that make it enjoyable for the person to take. And that's actually detrimental to your health if you're going to be taking that every day. I mean, 330 milligrams of caffeine for one workout session. That's a lot. That's overstimulating your nervous system and your body, and it's not good for you. So, like, what are the supplements for? You have to keep that in mind when you go to take them. And then making sure that they're actually doing what they're saying they're supposed to be doing, and they're not doing it at a disadvantage to the rest of your body.
One of the things I like to do too when evaluating a supplement company is I like to look at the company in a kind of holistic way. Like, what is their connection to the health food industry? Because the health food industry is like we've been in it since 1928. And that was a quarter century before there was even a health food industry.
Right.
I mean, there's always been a health food people, but there's never been like an industry for it until about the 1950s. But a lot, I would wager just a blind guess of 95% of supplements out there are actually marketing firms that they actually have nothing to do with the supplement themselves. They look at the market and they see what is the market demanding, or what do we think the market's demanding, and then they create a supplement for the cheapest amount of money possible, which is fine. That's a good business model. But then they pour most of the money not into the development of the supplement, but into advertising.
Yeah.
And so what you actually have is many companies are just completely cut off from the whole process because they're chasing the industry bucks that are there for people who can make a product that looks the coolest, that sounds the coolest, that has the best celebrities endorsing it.
Exactly.
Here on the Athos Life podcast, of course, we're talking about Mount Athos Performance. This is like a full farm to consumer product line where we don't make everything on our farm, but we do have a farm. We do have goats. We do actually milk the goats. We actually do put that into the supplements.
Right.
And so we actually have a farm to table connection with our customers, which is just very much unheard of because so many people are just, they're putting all their effort into the marketing side of things, the marketing and advertising. You get what you pay for. That's why I never buy anything that's a multi-level marketing supplement, because there are too many hands in the pie for that product to possibly be a value for what they're asking for.
Right, exactly.
And then
when we were designing our products, like what products do we actually want to create?
Right.
We were thinking about it in a lifestyle way. We're not thinking about what's the market need? What are popular? And
sure.
It was like what should a healthy person be using on a day-to-day basis?
Yep.
And then looking what's out there and like what are the most effective things that are actually working? Not what the market's going to buy, but what can somebody actually use and are going to see the benefit if they're using it every day?
Yeah. We wanted something that you could start the day with, use throughout the day and end the day with.
Yeah.
On a regular basis, and you'd be good.
Yeah. And so you're not going to see like these advertising for giant amounts of caffeine. You're not going to see that. You're not going to see this something that's clear on the exaggerated end of whatever use it is. It's going to be something that you see day to day, purpose built, like authenticity. It's going to be something that you can use every day and it's going to be healthy for you. That's kind of the idea behind some of our products. And we can kind of get into now, like specifically goat products that we have. That we have goat milk minerals and we have our goat milk proteins. So our Atlas protein, and then we have the minerals in the pre-workout, in the recovery, and the creatine, actually. So we kind of talk about what makes goat milk products unique, why are they beneficial, why have people been using cow milk forever, and now like goat milk is just starting to come onto the scene and it's actually getting popularity.
Right. Yeah. Well, actually, let's fight because people haven't been using cow milk forever.
Okay, that's true. That's true. If we're talking about the Middle East, especially, that's where we go.
Right. Well, episode 3. Go check it out. It's a good one. But we talked about Hippocrates, right? And Hippocrates has this very famous quote where he talks about if you want to live a healthy life, get yourself a goat and live on the south side of the mountain.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And he says this because goat milk is like this perfect food. This perfect food that, of course, because we need steadies to back
that
all this
stuff. Hippocrates guy. He had a lot figured out.
He did. Yeah, absolutely. He really did. But goat milk, at the protein level, actually at the DNA level of the protein, most closely resembles human milk. And so that is why so many people do so well drinking goat milk, taking in goat milk products, gotcha. Because it doesn't send up a lot of the red flags, which right. we call allergies,
yep.
that cow milk can oftentimes do.
Okay.
So people are often told to avoid casein. Well, there's a certain type of casein that you should avoid, and it's the kind of casein that's found in cow milk. It's called alpha S1 casein.
Okay.
Goats don't produce that. They produce something called alpha S2 casein, and that is that interacts with the body in an entirely different way. You are what you eat. You've heard that term before. You're more, though, you are what you digest. And so if you are highly lactose intolerant, you can eat something that has lactose in it, but you won't digest it.
Mm-hmm.
And with very explosive results, you'll find out that you haven't digested it at all. And so you aren't what you eat, you are what you digest. And so because goat milk is so much more digestible, we find that a lot of people get far more from our goat milk proteins, from right. our goat milk minerals, than from any other animal source of protein.
Right.
There's if you can tolerate cow protein, it's great. It's a very high quality, cow whey is a very high quality product. A lot of weightlifters, a lot of guys who do a lot of whey will say that it gives them like horrible gas.
It does. Bloating and
bloating and gas.
It's a negative experience right. when I go to drink a protein shake. It's not fun. Like you have to put it down.
Yeah. I lived with a guy in college who was just, built like you and just worked out hard, and he was not a pleasant guy to live with though. Because of the whey protein.
Yeah.
He was a great guy, but the idea is that when people take our products, it's like they don't even realize that they've taken it. Like 20 minutes later, and it's like it's not even there.
Yep.
And that's because your body just digests it, absorbs it so much more, it's in such a superior way.
Gotcha.
And the same with a lot of times we live in a world that is that has been largely over-farmed. And so, when you look at like say the USDA numbers for minerals found in a cucumber or in an apple or things like that, those are numbers that have come like from the 1950s. And if you actually looked at the mineral and electrolyte content of a lot of foods produced today, you'd find that they're very, very low. Because when you wear out your soil, you actually wear out the amount of available minerals and electrolytes that are right. available to people.
Yep.
And so that is why, talking about grass-fed ingredients, right?
Yeah.
When you take something like grass, which is this perennial, it comes back every year. You don't have to replant it. When you take something like grass, it's constantly rebuilding the soil just by being there. And by having the animals on it, then the goat comes along and eats that grass and unlocks all kinds of mineral and bioavailable minerals in that milk. And so our mineral whey that we offer that we put in several of our products, those are bioavailable. So over 20 bioavailable bioorganic minerals that don't come from just ground up seashells, or from ground up rocks. It actually comes from the soil microbiota, which turned it into grass, and then the animal came along and turned that grass into milk, and then all we did was we extracted that mineral from the milk, and that's why it's such a different experience to have bioorganic minerals versus like the non-bioorganic forms.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because I was going to ask you about the minerals and with that bioavailability, so. You're talking about like the rock minerals versus these minerals that are coming from the nutrients that have been digested by the goat.
Yep.
Is that like shown in like studies and such that like...
Yeah, because we have to have a study before we can believe it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We can't just see the benefits of it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, source, I made it up.
Yeah, so what then is like the difference between like a rock minerals and something that you extract from the earth versus something that's been digested through the goat?
That is a far more complex question than we probably would have time for today. But in certain areas like, say, sodium, for example, let's just take one example, sodium. If you take the, you know, sea salt, you have sodium and you have chloride and they're bound together. Because sodium by itself is totally unstable. Chloride by itself is totally unstable. But once they find each other, there's this happy marriage and they are now stable. And you have this very, very important product called sodium chloride, which is salt. Well, milk that the sodium that's in milk is not sodium chloride.
Okay.
Now, if you were to ask me what kind of form is the sodium found in milk, I would say some of it is sodium. Some of it is bound with sodium, but not everything.
Yep.
So that's really the main thing. When you pull your minerals from like a giant source like oyster shells, you're getting that calcium in one form only.
Okay.
Because it was built not as a part of a biodynamic system, but just as, well, even like an oyster shell, there's nothing wrong with oyster shell calcium, but it's just not the same thing as bioavailable food-based calcium.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's the big difference.
Got it.
Awesome. For example, like calcium carbonate. If you take calcium carbonate, which is the most common form of calcium as a supplement, it will not be nearly as effective as the calcium that's found freely in milk. And part of that's because calcium is absorbed better when it comes with vitamin D. It's absorbed better when it comes with lactose. So lactose actually helps calcium to be absorbed. But when you just take calcium carbonate, your body just reacts to it in a different way and oftentimes has to neutralize some of the negative effects before it can pull anything from it.
Gotcha.
So you'll still get benefits from it, but just not nearly the benefits you otherwise would. Anybody who's taken any type of iron supplement will know the form matters a whole lot.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Thank you for that. That's super helpful. I hope you guys have found that helpful as well. As we're talking about the Athos Life podcast and that a lifestyle of excellence, we're going to keep having these conversations about things that are like our daily, like applicable on the daily level. I mean, nutrition, pop supplements, be thoughtful about those things. Make sure they have a use and that they're functioning in that use. And I hope you guys got to know kind of our perspective and the perspective behind our products and why we designed them the way we did and what we have in them. Thank you for your time, Joe. And I hope you guys